Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 21st Perek of Maseches Kelim. We are up to Perek Chaf Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about different types of Kli Eitz that have a little bit of metal involved in them. So says the Mishnah, Nogeya B'yad Megeirim, Mikan Mikan. If someone touches the handles of a particular type of saw at the two sides of the saw, so the saw itself is metal, but the blade, but the handles are wood. So Tameh, he's tame because the handle becomes tame along with the kli. But chut mishicha, if someone touches the string or what would be a mishicha, like a rope of some sort, it's a thicker type of string that's attached to the saw. Ba'ama, where he touches the piece of wood that goes across the length of the saw. Ubesnifin, where he touches the short pieces of wood that function as part of the saw as well. So tahar, then he's going to be tahar because that's not considered to be part of the saw. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afanogeh b'mal bein shal masor hagadol tahar. If someone touches the frame of a very big saw, it's tahar even if the blade is tamei, because the frame is not considered to be part of the blade. It's not considered to be something that's connected in a permanent basis, and therefore a single kli with it. Hanogeh b'yaser v'keshes, if you touch a bow and a bow or a bow string where the arrow is tamei, aval pishi metucha, even if the string is stretched out, so you have an arrow and you're ready to shoot and you're pulled back on the string, so the arrow and the string are somewhat connected to one another, tahar, the person is tahar, because the arrow is not really attached to the bow, it's just pushing it back a little bit. But so to say, ishus tahura, a certain type of trap is tahar, because the arrow isn't connected to the trap itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kolz man shehi metucha chibur, whenever the string of the trap is stretched and the arrow is put inside of it, the trap is considered to be connected to the arrow, and therefore the arrow is tamei along with the rest of the trap. Perek chaf beis mishnah aleph, hashulchan, a table, v'hadulfaki, a different type of table that people would use as like a side table when they're eating, shenifchasu, that becomes smaller or breaks, o shechipon b'shayish, or they cover it with marble, v'shayir behem makom anach sakosos, and you leave space to put cups down on it. Tamei, the tables become tamei because there's some part of it that you could use as a regular table. There's some part that you left that remains uncovered or unaffected. Rabbi Dom makom anachas chatich. Rabbi Yehuda says that in order for it to become tameh, you need to leave enough space to put actual food there, not enough to just to put your kosos over there. So to review what we learned today in Perek Chaf Aleph Mishnah Gimel, we discussed if you have a saw that has a whole bunch of different parts, which parts are considered to be part of the saw, which parts are considered to be apart from the saw, and then in terms of tuma, and then in Mishnah Perek Chaf Beis Mishnah Aleph, we discussed a table that how much of the table needs to still be usable in order for it to be able to become tameh, either enough to put the kosos or enough to put the chatichos, the actual food that you're going to use. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Chaf Beis Mishnah Beis.